think ever since I was allowed to go to practice when I was 6 or 7, I was hooked because I never wanted to miss 2-a-days. I never wanted to miss a game. And when I was young and I was going to grade school, I'd go to school Friday and have butterflies for the game that I was just going to watch at night.
If I was running an individual drill with the quarterbacks, he was there. If it was an inside run drill, he was there. So he never strayed very far away from me because that indicated to me that he had a genuine interest in what we were doing and why we were doing it.
There was nothing about it that I was not interested in, which I think, you know, when you find that, I think it's pretty simple to decide, like, that's what I want to do.
I think he saw how much fun I had. Mm-hmm. I'm a grown man, and I've got kids, and I'm having an awful lot of fun doing what I'm doing. What little kid might not take a look at that and think, gee, that looks like a pretty good gig for life. I think I'd like to do that.
I learned more from being around football and then being involved in it when I started playing it than I did from any other aspect of my life.
I remember moving him to East Lansing, and I remember telling him that this is where your old man's influence ends. I can't help you anymore. This will all be about how well you do your job for Nick Saban. This is all about what you do with this opportunity, and I think he listened.
You chart your own course from here, I think was what he was telling me, and he was right, and I understood that, and I embraced what he was saying, and hopefully I made the most of it. I came up there and I sat with Bill for a little bit. I did some things. They wanted to test me on a few things, and I did what they asked me to do. I remember Bill said, you know, we'll be in touch in the next couple of days and let you know how this is going to go forward. And I was thankful for the opportunity. And when he called, you know, great, I'm in. And, you know, he asked me if I wanted to know what I was going to be paid. And I told him I didn't care. I should have said something different, though.
That's a good opportunity because there's a guy who has been where you are now. They told you to make coffee. Make it better than anybody ever did it before. They tell you to go get a guy at the airport. Do it better than anybody ever did before. And that everything else sort of works itself out if you function that way.
Mike, Sam? Jack has Sammy. So if we see that again, you may end up going to Sammy.
This one, my wife and I gave it to him for Christmas, I think back in 2006. On the sideline, there's usually a gazillion people around you. And I thought that was a good picture of Tom and myself.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
He was a great player long before I, you know, had an opportunity to coach him.
I know you hate him. I know you hate him.
I always believed Bill would have never given me an opportunity to do it had he not had confidence in me. So I had great confidence in the decision that Bill made. You know, here's what we're going to let you do. Then if he thought that, then I didn't need anybody else's blessing.
What are you thinking on third down, Josh?
There's nobody I'd rather learn from, which I have a tremendous amount to learn, you know, going forward. Than Bill and Robert and the rest of the organization in New England. But I wanted to be happy, and I wanted to enjoy the people and really like the people that I worked for and the people that I worked with. And, you know, it was a slam dunk for me.
We're sort of hokey. We think that if you love the game will love you back. And we believe that. Now, whether that, nobody else has to, but we think that we love the game and the game has loved him back and it's loved me back.